The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
What are these orange alien orbs people are claiming to see all around the country? And then you look at it, you're like, ah, oh, come on, that's not happening. One of us in here has seen them, skeptical, but has seen them nonetheless.
I have seen them, and I don't know if I'm skeptical anymore because it was the most unnerving, weirdest thing I have ever seen with my own two eyes.
Okay, I'm out of the loop on this one. I haven't seen these videos.
They took over social media, too.
Yeah, so there are these orange orbs appearing all around the country at different times and locations, usually at night. There were some over Atlanta pretty recently, like before Christmas, I think. Someone was on I-75/85 filming them. Huh? I didn't see them here. I saw them in rural Louisiana. So let me paint this picture for you because it is hella creepy. My husband and I are driving, and my kids are driving to my parents' house in Louisiana. And we're almost done with the trip. And to get there, we have to take a bunch of back roads through rural farmland. I mean, like, rural. Like, I mean, the houses are way apart. There are no streetlights. It's pitch black. It's really pretty, but it's all these cotton fields. And so we're driving, and my husband is super into all the UAP stuff, and I am too. I find it very interesting.
The what stuff?
UAP. It's what we call UFOs now.
Okay.
UAPs,
UFOs. Is this a more politically correct name because we don't want to offend the aliens or something?
No, it's just a more accurate name, but it's unidentified aerial phenomena rather than unidentified flying object.
Got it.
Anyway, if you see UAP, that's what people are calling it, UFOs now. So he's really into it. So I kind of have now my eyes trained on the sky at night as well, just to see, like, is there anything weird? He's always doing it. And I'm like, that's just a plane, Chad. But we're driving.
That's just a cell phone tower,
yeah,
Chad.
Yeah, because he's so excited to see it. This poor man really wants to see him. And I'm like, not going to happen.
That's Delta Flight 2019 coming into New Orleans.
So we're in northern Louisiana, and we're on these back roads, and we're going over, like, railroad tracks, and it really is pretty, and the stars are out, and we take a turn onto an even more deserted road. We're the only ones on this road. It is pitch black, and we're driving along these country lane highways where, you know, you have to go into the opposite lane to pass someone, and I look up because I notice some orange in the sky. I'm like, oh, a street lamp. That's cool that they're installing it. Finally, Louisiana getting some electricity. And then I see four of them in a weird formation. I'm like, what is that? Is that an oil rig? Like, what's going on? Because there are, like, paper plants and mills out there. And I look, I'm like, no, there are no structures. This is just a field. And I'm like, Chad, what is that? And he looks and he's like, oh, my God. So I get out my phone and start recording, and I'll send the video to Rebecca. It's a terrible video, which, by the way, now I always see people filming this stuff, and I'm like, kill the cameraman. Don't you people know how to film? And I'm trying to film, and I'm like, I get it. So we're going, and it's like these four giant spheres of fire in the air. Like balls of fire is what it looks like. My camera will not focus on them. Every time I tap to focus on the screen, the ball, like, gets really big and shrinks again. And that could just be my iPhone camera thing. But when I focus on other lights, like man-made lights, it doesn't do that. It doesn't do that weird expand, contract thing. So I'm looking at them, and they're just kind of floating there. They're not zooming off. They're not hovering stationary, but they're just kind of moving around slowly. So Chad and I, we've pulled over by this point because we want to look at them, and it's freaking us out. And the kids in the back, they're like, what's going on? And we're like, nothing, honey, as I'm, like, trying to record it for Reddit or whatever. And they're not doing anything. I don't feel threatened by them, but they are clearly, they're not Chinese paper lanterns. Some people have suggested that online. I know what those look like. And people in northern Louisiana, I lived there, so I can say this. They can be dumb, but they're not dumb enough to light paper fire lanterns over a cotton field, okay? We're not that dumb. So, and the way they're floating and moving back and forth, it's not like they're just going straight up. You know, the Chinese lanterns I'm talking about? People light them on fire and release them into the air, like around New Year's and stuff. This is before Christmas. It's not a specific holiday. It's not even like it's Christmas Eve. And they're just floating. And one by one, they start to wink out. Just wink out. No, it's not like a light switch. It's like they dim and go out one by one. And then we see another silver object kind of circle one of them. And then take off. But we didn't see that until we looked back at the video and we could see this tiny object just circle one of them and take off. And finally, the last one is kind of hanging there, floating around, moving around, and then it just slowly winks out. And you can't, when they wink out, you can't see anything. It's like the moon's pretty bright. So, you know, when, if you're in a rural area and the moon is out, you can see the fields pretty well. And if the moon's bright enough, sometimes it's almost like, I won't quite say daylight, but it's like a silvery light and you can see really well. We could see nothing. There was nothing left of these orange fiery orbs to the point where we're like, did we just have a group hallucination?
All right, so you and Chad are on an intelligence level that I can't possibly understand. So is it possible there's some kind of atmospheric condition that was happening that night? Did other people in the area see it and report it? Do you take that video and do you send it to the government?
We posted it on Reddit. You know, it's good enough. You know, the FBI agents watch and we'll find it. So I would normally explain something like that away the same way. I'd be like, yeah, no, it's something. It's the paper lanterns. It's a flare from a gas company. But the way they were positioned and the fact that they winked out slowly and that there's literally, we can see for, it's just, there are no structures. It's just fields. There's nothing there. And they felt, I don't know how to explain this, but they were far away but close. So they were much lower than an airplane would be. They were between an airplane and flying a really high kite. That's all I can explain in terms of the height. Like they were close. They weren't way up in the atmosphere, but not close enough where I felt threatened or that I could easily see even more detail beyond orange orbs of fire. And the thing is, I would normally just explain it away, except for the fact they have been sighted all over the country, all over, like California, New York, Atlanta. These orbs have been appearing and usually in groups of four all over the country. And I don't know for sure. I think I remember Chad telling me they've been seen internationally, but I couldn't, don't quote me on that.
Are you going to share these on our social?
Yeah.
Put them on the website.
I'll send the video for sure to Rebecca and we'll put it on socials and we'll post it. But I don't know what it is. Sure. Could it be man-made? Absolutely. But it is weird that they're floating around. And it's really weird also. I didn't see any of the drones here, but you know, out of New Jersey, there are weird drones as well as the orange orbs. So it's kind of, the drones are more man-made. So it's weird. It did not seem man-made.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how certain are you that you saw aliens?
10.
Wow.
I mean, there is a chance that the government could come out and be like, oh, yeah, we contracted with so-and-so company. And it's, you know, but it's weird that they're appearing everywhere like that. It's not like I saw like a quick little flight and I caught it on video. Everyone is seeing them. I really think that I don't think it was human life.
Yeah, maybe I've gotten all caught up in the whole Hollywood angle on this kind of thing. But I really believe that the galaxies and it's just too big for us to think that we're the only thing out there that is intelligent and living. Well, and I don't think that we can even imagine these kind of things. It's so out of our realm of thinking of what we know common sense wise. But I do believe that there is, these things happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Congress has confirmed that we have I won't say extraterrestrial. That's why we don't say it. It's because it could be extra dimensional. But we have a craft that is not man-made with materials not made of this world, and that intelligent life exists that is not human. So whether or not it lives here in the oceans, which I realize I sound like a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist, but you can look, these are in congressional hearings. They are talking about it with bases underwater, or if it's something else, who knows? But it has been weird to me that we've started hearing, because it used to always be hush hush, right? But we've started having these congressional hearings where they're talking about this stuff over and over again. Then sightings are starting to ramp up more and more. And now everyone's seeing the orbs everywhere. everywhere. I don't know what's going on, but it is very interesting, and I am very convinced that it is not human life.
I definitely believe that there is intelligent life. I just find it hard to understand why they would be over here, like, worried about us with all everything else that they could be doing in the world.
Maybe they're looking for the dumbest planet. They went to others and they're like, nah, they're too smart. Let's go to Earth.
Earth is like their Bravo. Like, we are their reality TV. We are their trash reality TV.
Man, that is something, man.
Yeah, it's creepy. Or the other theory is that they really do live in the oceans and they're up here because we are killing the planet. And they're like, yo, we'd like to not die along with you. Please stop.
It's an interesting experience you had, but I would like you to do a random drug test today.
I will fail it.
The Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.